It's time to talk about Las Vegas with Ira. Each week, Ira David Sternberg talks with the celebrities, entertainers, writers, and personalities who make Las Vegas the most exciting city in the world. And now, here's Ira.
My guest is Yuka Natsuka. She's an ensemble dancer in Disney's The Lion King, coming to the Smith Center, November 19th through the 30th. And Yuka is an extraordinary dancer and performer whose journey has taken her from Fukuoka, Japan, to stages all over the world, and now to Las Vegas, where she's appearing in Disney's The Lion King, November 19th through the 30th. Yuka trained at the Ailey School in New York on scholarship, and she performed with the Nine E Chan Dance Company, say that three times real fast, and toured nationally in Cats, An American in Paris, and South Pacific. And now she's bringing her grace, discipline, and passion as part of Disney's The Lion King. And for ticket information, go to thesmithcenter.com. For everything about Yuka, go to yukanatsuka.com and follow her on Facebook and Instagram. And Yuka, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You have quite the background, and you obviously have the discipline for this, because dancing, in my way of looking at it, is discipline more than almost anything else. You have to have talent, clearly. But you have to work at it all the time. You have to rehearse. Mm-hmm. You have to stretch. You have to drink booze. You know, all of that stuff. Okay, wait, maybe not the last thing. But anyway. somehow you're, thank you for laughing. Not everybody laughs at my jokes, but it's good. I like it. So, well, you know, when did you know, at what age did you know you were going to become a dancer and then tour the world, which is great.
Mm. Well, I started dance very young age, 4 years old. I started classic ballet. And that time I didn't know, of course. And I kept going classic ballet until my 18. So, but when I went to Disneyland first time around age 10, that time, like, I saw the performer. I said, I want to be like them. I want to be performer. So that's how I started. Okay. My goal, my dream is being the dancer. So, yeah, around the age of 10, yeah.
I can't help but notice you speak really good English, better than me. So where did you learn that? Was it in school or how did you learn to speak English?
The conversational. Like, I worked in Universal Studio Japan 2011, and I worked 2014. That time, like, international performer come into the Japan to perform. So I asked them, like, hey, I want to go to New York in the future. So can you teach me English? So that's how I started. Like, I talk with them and then they slowly talk to me. And yeah, then ask them, like, what's the mean this, like, this word, da 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 da. And I moved to New York City 2015. And that time, like, I was surrounded every day in English. So that's how I got really get better and better every day.
So you didn't do any formal education or learning in English. It was really more being within that milieu of performers and others who spoke English.
I would say more, yes, conversation and then with through friends. But also, yes, in Japan, we do learn a little basic English in the education.
Sure.
But further that, to talk more conversation and then slang, that I learned through my friend. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. You're very understandable. Unlike me, a lot of people don't understand what I'm saying. But the fact that you get my jokes, I'm very impressed with that. Or appear to be jokes. So,
so thank you.
I mentioned the opening where you're performing all these different Broadway shows, which are not just Broadway shows, but you're touring with them. So you're everywhere. And now you're coming to Las Vegas, and I mentioned November 19th through the 30th at the Smith Center with Disney's The Lion King. How does that work for you in terms of the life of a dancer, or they used to call them a gypsy? I don't know if they still use that term, but as a dancer touring, where you're in different cities and different venues, and you're within a larger cast, I guess it becomes part of a family, and you kind of travel as a group. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, yes, yes. We travel as a group. I love tour to explore the other city and the other people. And especially I feel this show, we stay longer, like 2 weeks, three weeks. And I get to know the local crew, and I get to know that, like, who, like, my dresser is. And that's really fun part too. Working other people, every venue, different venue. And then different theater and different audience reaction every city. So that's, I really enjoy it.
Do you have time within that period during the day before performances? Because you obviously also have to rehearse, as I mentioned earlier. Do you have time to get out and about and go and meet people outside of the venue? You do?
Yes, we do. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like someday we do have only evening show.
Right.
And then we do have a full daytime off. And then we go explore the city, sometimes get some coffee outside, go to eat. Yeah.
So it works out pretty well. What's your favorite? You don't have to say Las Vegas, but what's your favorite city other than Las Vegas? Which will be at November 19th through the 30th.
Right.
If you want to meet
I'm really excited to go.
And if you want to meet Yuka for coffee, just wait outside the Smith Center. She'll come out and join for coffee. Yes.
Well, I never been Las Vegas. So other tour even I did, I never been Las Vegas. And I always wanted to go. And when I wanted to go, I was too young. I was under 21. So I couldn't go. So I'm really excited to go.
Technically, you could go. You just can't gamble.
I think I couldn't make the reservation for the hotel myself because I was like only 20 or something like that. Yeah.
You had a credit card though, right?
I'm not sure. That time I wasn't living in US yet. I was just visiting from Japan.
Gotcha.
And I tried to make extra trip from New York to Las Vegas because I wanted to see the show. I'd never been. But I remember the trip organizer person said, yes. No, because you are under 21, you cannot go. And I said, oh, okay, so I will stay in New York City. So I remember that.
So what you looked obviously at New York City, and that's where Broadway is and where a lot of entertainment is. So you were looking at that from a dancing perspective. That's one of those key cities for you as a professional dancer.
Yes, especially I knew I wanted to be the musical theater world. I wanted to be on Broadway, like those theater. So that was the perfect city to go. And training wise, so many classes, like so many kind of dance classes, so many great teachers. It was really perfect for me. Yeah.
Well, how do you maintain, and you're relatively young, so how do you maintain your enthusiasm for performing and for traveling from touring? And I know that you clearly are interested in meeting people and seeing different cities. So that really helps. But how do you maintain your energy day after day after day, especially when you're performing in a show night or day after day?
Great question. I think I have a lot of routine myself, like what I eat. Like I figured it out, like from like those 10 years, like being outside of my country. Mm-hmm. I think I figured it out what I need to eat, like what my soul food is, what makes my body happy, what I need to do to relax myself. Like I love taking baths. So I carry with my bathtub, like volleyball bathtub, like, you know, tour. Everybody laughs, but that's like one of the big things. Sure. I have to take bath end of the day, and my rice bowl, like I need to eat the rice as Japanese, like miso soup. So like those all the routine, and that's keep my energy stable. And sometimes like I do like, break the habit. And I love French fries. I eat French fries. You know?
And I heard that you hide chocolate in your room. Is that true?
Chocolate.
I heard that you hide chocolate in your room. Do you eat chocolate?
No.
Okay. I made that up. I wanted to see if you admit to it or not, since you're such a healthy person. Dark chocolate is healthy.
Wait, do I? Someday, you know, sometimes like I really want the sweet. I would say ice cream for me.
Fair enough.
Like that would be my
So what do you, you're a very practical person because you have to be adaptable and practical when you're on the road. So if you're staying at a hotel as part of the group and your room doesn't have a bath, what do you do? Do you go down to the local spa or the hotel spa, or how do you get the bath if there's no bath in your, or there usually is, but a lot of times hotel rooms just have showers.
Right. Yeah. So I carry with my foldable bathtub. So there's like really portable bathtub.
Wait a minute. What'd you get it to? Did you get this at Daiso? What are you in a portable bathtub?
I ordered from Amazon, but it's everything actually in the world. Like if you like whenever you want it, actually look online and then you find it. So I was just like curious, like maybe you might find a portable bathtub trouble. And then I really found it. And I do. I carry it with it.
See, I had envisioned you carrying a yoga mat, but no, it's a portable bathtub.
It's kind of similar size as a yoga mat. If you fold it,
right.
It's heavier, but right. Like it's like really trouble.
But then you have to add water, obviously, right? And then
exactly, yeah,
and mm-hmm. all of that. That's, you know, I learn something every day, and I'll look on Amazon and check out. That's pretty good.
Yes.
So I understand you order your rice from Amazon. Is that true?
Pretty yeah. much. I have to be careful a little bit, you
that's
know.
True.
It's easy to spend money.
Now, rumors abound that you also teach Pilates. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. I did the certification for the Pilates that I do teach. Yes.
Now, I don't know a lot about Pilates, but I was always under the impression you have to have a lot of equipment for Pilates. Is that true? Or can you adapt traveling?
Right. Yeah. So there's a two Pilates systems. So we have a reformer, which is you use a machine.
Yes.
So that's you need like really like particular stuff. But like on the floor, there's a floor Pilates. We don't need so many equipment. We can like modify, like instead, like, you know, using that there's a Pilates ring to like, resistance, like, you know, to use that, but yeah, you can do without or with. It's not a lot of space you don't need, you know. So
do you ever get complaints from the room below you at a hotel when the portable bathtub starts leaking? does the security come up and go, hey, there's some water coming from the room above?
Sometimes like I worry about like, do I like, is it okay to put it here? But never. Right now.
Yeah, right. No.
Yeah.
That's great. How does that work if one of your fellow dancers gets injured or is sick for a day or two? Can you fill in a different spot, or how does that work in terms of the performance?
We do, as a dancer, like ensemble dancer, we do have a two swing dancer. So which is like always like standby. If something happens, they just jump in.
Right.
So always we do have like a, among like, so we do have a six female dancer. So always like on stage, we do have a six female dancer. Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes
like I cover like other part, but I don't do usually. But if emergency, I just like do that part, and then always the audience get always same show.
Did you always have a sense of humor?
Sense of humor? Do I?
No, I said, did you always have a sense of humor?
I think so.
I think so too. I think, no, because you don't.
I'm not sure how to answer that.
Well, the reason I'm asking is you think of there. I know a lot of dancers in Las Vegas, and most of them have a sense of humor. But there's others that are very serious. They're serious on their craft, but they're also kind of serious off stage. But I think that you're serious on stage, but you can have a lot of fun off stage, and it's a better balance.
So.
Yeah,
I try the balance. Yes, I'm really this way when I come to the work. That's for sure. Like I'm really like strict. But I try to break that when off. Otherwise I get so tired and I get like, you know, like the balance we're talking about before to keep the energy. So I'm trying to make myself on and off. That's really, I do
that. Absolutely. And that's very Japanese too, isn't it? In terms of balance.
Maybe, yeah. That's come from like my culture, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a balance of rice and a portable bathtub. You know, it's that kind of. that's
right.
Yeah, exactly. Now you have a kind of personality. I could see you performing in addition to dancing, but I could see you performing in terms of maybe not comedy per se on stage as comedy, but just you have that personality where you can project and talk. So, do you see yourself assuming talking roles down the road besides dancing, where you can do both? And is that
my goal to like expand my like artistry to not only dance, I can act, I can speak, I can sing to as like actor, performer, and I think that's really important too, to tell the story. Like, even as an ensemble, we are telling the story. So not only as dancing, but still like tell the story through the dance. So I did the DIAT for the South Pacific. I learned a lot of acting that time. So since then, I started collaborating with my dance movement and how I can tell the story just one movement. So yeah, it's very, very good question. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can see you doing that. Do you find that when you are dancing in Disney's The Lion King, and you know this obviously the story of the Lion King, do you mm-hmm. find that you are thinking of ideas for down the road where you can incorporate some of what you learn while you're on stage dancing in terms of future projects?
Yes, yes, for sure. Like I'm really grateful that I have that experience before this show, because I oftentimes say, as an ensemble, I have 8 character, like I have 8 costumes. So that means only one show, but I do 8 different character I'm playing. Mm-hmm. So I bring that idea to like, okay, what's this, even lioness, right? What is this lioness to related this Nala? What's the character for me? And I come back second act with sending Nala away. That connection, like through the journey, like each character I have, that's I'm really enjoying to play that too. Even hyena. What's my hyena? You know, how old is hyena? Like, what's the position in this tribe? Like, yeah. I think about that. And that makes me every night is like exciting. And every night, like, I feel new. Like, first time I'm playing this. Yeah.
Do you also take notes? I know a lot of people don't do notes anymore, but when you're performing and you're absorbing new things each night, even in your previous shows that you toured in, do you write down notes or type on a computer or something where you just say, in this particular act, you know, this character did this and maybe I can make it better by doing this slight little adjustment and maybe I'll run by the choreographer just to make sure this is fine, et cetera, that kind of stuff.
Right. And I do have a notebook for that, like each show and I write it down. Yeah. And also, like, we have, like, dance captain and resident director, resident dance supervisor. So they give us the notes and the feedback, and I write it down. Yeah.
Just don't drop the notebook in that portable bathtub because it'll be over.
Exactly. Right. No.
So now I picture, here's the thing. You've got the portable bathtub. I got to go back. That's amazing that there is one that you can travel with. And so I envision you in the portable bathtub with a cigarette and a glass of whiskey or sake. That might be better.
Oh, maybe you're not wrong.
So how important is it to interact with your fellow performers, especially on tour, because you see the same people night after night, but in different venues, in different cities, in different environments, you know, on different, however you travel. I think you travel on your portable bathtub with wheels underneath and you go from city to city. Everybody else is on the bus or the train or something like that. But how important is it to interact with all your fellow performers? And do you learn also from them as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have a really great group of people, I would say. They are so nice. They're so kind. They're so talented. When I first joined, so welcoming. It's right away you can be like, oh, this is my family, you know? So we have a conversation. Sometimes we go out eat, you know, and then we go hang out sometime. Mm-hmm. Or we have like, you know, also we do have an individual life too. So right. It's not too much cross, but we have an individual. So we have, I would say this group have a like really good balance to like sometimes talk and they're like, when I need, they're there. And then they can listen. They can give me advice what I need. And if we need a personal life, we're like, okay.
Yeah.
Like we're like a self-individual. Yeah.
Is it different because you're from Japan and even though you've traveled extensively and you've been in the United States a long time, is it different for you than others in the cast who, for example, grew up in the United States? So for them, they're kind of home anyway, even if they're traveling, they're within a reasonable period of time, they can get back to where they grew up or where they actually live.
Right.
In your case, you originally were in Japan and then you start traveling the world. So you could look at it, I look at it as very positive because you become, in essence, very adaptable and very comfortable with new people and new places. At the same time, when you want to go back home, it's a little bit more of a longer trip to go back.
Right.
So how do you reconcile that, or how do you balance that? Or if you, and can you, in terms of realistically with the show schedule, are there breaks long enough where you could do that?
Yes. So the home things, I would say, because I live in New York long enough, so I do have a lot of friends and I can really call the family, like second family,
right,
in New York. So even like we are not really like family, but it's still always there.
Yeah.
So I think whenever I have a little time off to go, and I will visit them, and my mentor is there, my friend is there. So that would be my second home. So, but to going back to Japan, yes, we will get 2 weeks, for the vacation, whole year. So I will able to go back, Japan if I want to. Yeah.
Do you try to do it at least once a year, or?
So yes, I think I want to. Like, I haven't tried yet. Like, next year, I'm trying to go back to using like two weeks vacation for the first time. Yeah. But this year, my parents are coming to the Seattle, to see the show. So I will see them. Right. Yeah.
And they're old enough to get a hotel room in Las Vegas, because as opposed to when you tried to make the trip, you were
too young.
So tell us about growing up in Japan. So how did you know, we talked in the beginning, the early stages where you knew what you wanted to do, but again, growing, and I don't know how big of a town in Japan that is, but could you pronounce it again for me? Because I'm stumbling on it.
Fukuoka. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Yes. So when you grew up there, was it the kind of environment that would inspire many people to want to go into the creative side of things, or was it you uniquely as an individual, where it just appealed to you? And were your parents opposed to it, or supportive, or in between, or?
Oh, very supportive. My parents was super, super supportive. The Fukuoka is not small town, but it's not like Tokyo. Like Tokyo would be really big city. So it's not a big city. And especially in Fukuoka, like where I grew up, is like a little bit more countryside.
Yes.
But I would say I was really fortunate to get those dance teachers who has knowledge and who push me and who guide me to that path. Because I said, like, I want to be this. I want to do that. And they say, okay, if you want to do this, try that. So I was really fortunate to get the path to where I need to go, even like it was a really small town. And then not around me was like, oh, I want to go to New York City. No,
that's
but
right.
Like that teacher was have so much knowledge about more outside. So yes, if you want to go to New York City, do this, go to this school in New York City. So one of my mentors in Japan recommended that the Ailey school to go. So all those like little things.
Yes, you were fortunate in that your fellow students and friends and relatives, they weren't necessarily interested in what you were interested in, but the fact that you had that support system from teachers and they could point you in the right direction, that's excellent timing in that sense. So it was good. When did you know that you would make it professionally in the world of productions and dancing and show business, as they call it here in America? But when did you know you actually had reached that point where you could afford a hotel room with a credit card that you couldn't do with Las Vegas?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a really good question, though. I think I knew somewhere in my head, I knew like someday I will reach that point where I want to be.
Right.
And
I know you have the goal. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think you're going to succeed very well. But I was curious when you knew you reached a certain level where you could perform professionally full time and support yourself.
I would say after the Ailey school, I went to Ailey school 2 years. And right after I started auditioning, and then I was fortunate, so fortunate to work with Naini. And I right away I got a job, and I was, oh, okay. So that's how that works. You go audition and you get job and you get better and better. And then yes, and up and down, like I didn't get like sometime callbacks. And then 3 years later, I got a South Pacific and America in Paris for that tour. And from there, it just keeps going. Like, so yeah. That was like a turning point. Like I went AD school. Yeah.
I think also once you learn Japanese, once you begin to learn Japanese, that'll help you also.
Exactly, right.
So, in addition to Disney's The Lion King, what's your favorite touring show that you did before joining Disney's The Lion King? So,
well,
it had to be one particular one, or I'm sure there were several that you liked for different reasons where you learned stuff, and you had that infamous notebook you're taking notes and dropping it into the bathtub in the hotel room that you couldn't afford because you didn't have a credit card because you were under 21. Yes.
This Lion King show is my dream show. So this is my favorite. And then this was like, I always dreamed about to being the show. So this is my favorite. Like, but I loved it to do the cat store too. Like cat.
Yes, yeah. I would imagine. So with the Lion King, is it because it's so well known? And so you knew what to expect before you even joined the show, or is it once you joined the show you discovered things about your part in it that made you feel that this one? In other words, I guess it was a combination of the brand and the show, and then there was your part in it that made it all number one, unless I'm wrong, which I have been. So
no, that's true. Like I just knew that show from like younger age in Japan. Yes. Too. I watched the show in Japan. And I came to New York City 2012, first time I saw on Broadway. And it was just so good. I just, I keep crying. It's so beautiful. The music and costume, puppet. I was just like, whoa. And I wanted to be on the stage. That was just kept going, like, you know. And then I knew that, like, what they expect and what the show is.
Yes.
And but also when I came into the rehearsal, I was like, whoa, this show is, wow. Doing like with puppet, like I was like, everybody jumping with this, how do you do that? You know? So that was my first time I tried on the puppet, and I'm doing a gazelle part. We have a big gazelle on the head and we do have a two puppet and we jumping on the stage. I was, how you guys do that? And you guys look so easy to do that. But yes, 2 weeks later, I built my muscle. Like I get used to it. I'm able to do it. But yeah, first time I joined, that's how they make this show so special and then so good. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's a great way to leave it. My guest has been Yuka Natsuka. She's an ensemble dancer in Disney's The Lion King. It's coming to the Smith Center November 19th through the 30th. And for ticket information, go to thesmithcenter.com. For everything about Yuka, including Pilates, go to yukanatsuka.com, yukanatsuka.com. Follow her on Facebook and Instagram. And Yuka, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk About Las Vegas with Ira. Each week, Ira David Sternberg talks with the celebrities, entertainers, writers, and personalities who make Las Vegas the most exciting city in the world. When you